Budapest hosts pro-Israel summit, no migration, no anti-Semitism, no terrorism. Urges Europe to embrace traditional values. By Joshua Klein on November 10, 2025. Hungary's annual pro-Israel summit rallied behind a single pledge. No migration, no anti-Semitism, no terrorism. As speakers from Hungary, Israel, and the United States declared that Central Europe is defending faith, borders, and freedom while much of the West drifts into moral confusion. Organized by the Center for Fundamental Rights, the Third International Pro-Israel Summit convened leading officials and thinkers at Budapest's Museum of Ethnography at the end of last month, reaffirming what organizers called a shared fight against terrorism, anti-Semitism, and open border ideology. Dr. Miklós Szantó, Director General of the Center, opened the event with a pointed warning that Brussels is trying to destabilize both Hungary and Israel. He accused EU institutions of waging legal and political warfare against conservative governments in service of foreign interests, while preaching escalation in Eastern Europe and self-restraint in the Middle East. Hungary, he said, can remain an island of peace, adding that Budapest will soon become the capital of peace. Israel's Education Minister Yoav Kish followed, praising Hungary for its clear line of zero tolerance toward anti-Semitism and describing Prime Minister Viktor Orban as a true friend of Israel. Reflecting on the October 7 Hamas attacks, he called them a barbaric and brutal massacre, declaring that Israel has risen from the ruins caused by terrorism and crushed the Iranian-backed Shiite Axis so that Gaza will no longer pose a threat to Israel. Kish rejected accusations of racism and genocide leveled against Israel during the war, saying never has an army acted as morally as the IDF, where Hamas used civilians as human shields. He praised President Donald Trump for his decisive action in destroying Iran's nuclear facilities, crediting the move with reinforcing both U.S. leadership and Israel's security. The minister warned, however, that cultural decay in the West is fueling anti-Semitism. Education is stronger than legislation, he said, citing hostility on university campuses, including the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, as a direct result of Syria's incitement. Hungarian Defense Minister Krzysztof Szalai Bobrovnicki described Israel as both a friend and strategic partner, urging Europe to regain its clear vision of morality and stand firmly with the Jewish state. He emphasized that no Hungarian organizations joined the BDS boycott movement and noted that Israel's national teams play their home matches in Hungary. Both Israel and Hungary, he said, are small countries with great histories. Israeli commentator Yair Netanyahu, son of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, joined the center's Megor Ernyeh for a discussion on regional security and Europe's future. He said Israel had undergone a huge shift in its geopolitical position, explaining that before October 7 the country was surrounded by a ring of fire built by Iran. After Israel's sweeping counter-operations, including the destruction of Hamas's invasion force and strikes that crippled Hezbollah's command structure, Israel for the first time in decades doesn't have this question mark on its existence anymore. Turning to Europe, Netanyahu warned that Western Europe is in free fall due to mass illegal immigration that has created no-go zones in cities like London and Paris. He contrasted that with Hungary, which he called the safest in Europe for Jews. They can walk around in Budapest with all the Jewish symbols, he said, but cautioned that the EU is pushing to impose migration quotas that could jeopardize that safety. He praised the close friendship between Prime Minister Orban and his father, calling it a real alliance to defend our common Judeo-Christian civilization. Fred Flights, former chief of staff of the U.S. National Security Council and now vice president of the America First Policy Institute, framed the discussion within President Trump's peace initiatives. He said Trump's 20-point Middle East plan and the Abraham Accords had given the region a genuine chance at peaceful coexistence, noting that if terror defeats Israel, the next target will be Christian Europe. Flights called Hungary Israel's best friend in Europe and urged more nations to back efforts to turn the fragile ceasefire into a lasting peace. The summit also featured Israeli Transportation Minister Miri Regev, online, Knesset members Ohad Tal and Simcha Rothman, Foreign Ministry Director General Eden Bartal, and Israel's ambassador to Hungary Maya Kadosh. Hungarian participants included State Secretary Peter Stare and Ambassador Szabolcs Takács, While American attendees included former VA Secretary Robert Wilkie and former U.S. Envoy Jason Greenblatt. Closing the gathering, U.S. Advocate Brian Ely praised Hungary's leadership for defending faith, family, and freedom. "There is no other country in all of Europe where Jews are safe like they are in Hungary," he said. Hungary continues to remain the beating heart of common sense and a nation of peace and stability. From start to finish, the message was unmistakable. Hungary is charting a different course, rejecting mass migration, standing with Israel, and defending Judeo-Christian civilization against global pressure. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.